How to build, rebuild, or maintain strong credit. Credit management is a proactive process that involves building, maintaining, and rebuilding credit depending on a client's current situation. This process should begin well before clients need to borrow. When clients wait until they urgently need a loan, they often face higher interest rates, stricter terms, or outright denials. Credit history length accounts for approximately 15% of a credit score, making strategic credit management crucial for long-term financial health. Different approaches are needed depending on whether a client is establishing credit for the first time, preserving their good standing, or recovering from credit difficulties. Exhibit 2-32 outlines the three stages of credit management: building, maintaining, and rebuilding, including the specific goal of each stage and recommended actions to educate the client based on their particular credit situation. Exhibit 2-32, credit building, maintaining, rebuilding strategies. Educate client about factors affecting credit scores. Once a client has been counseled on what makes up the credit report and score, teach them about the factors affecting their score. Exhibit 2-33, credit score components. Payment history, 35%. The record of whether credit accounts are paid on time. It is the single most influential factor in calculating the client's credit score. Amount owed, 30%. The amount of debt a consumer has compared to their total available credit, also known as the debt-to-credit ratio and the credit utilization ratio. Length of credit history, 15%. Length of credit history measures how long credit accounts have been established, with scoring models considering both the oldest account's age and the average age of all accounts. Longer histories generally result in higher scores, which is why keeping older accounts open is beneficial even if they are rarely used. Credit mix, 10%. Types of credit used measure the diversity of credit accounts, with scoring models favoring a healthy mix of revolving accounts, like credit cards and installment loans, like mortgages or auto loans. New credit, 10%, refers to recently opened accounts and credit inquiries, accounting for about 10% of the client's FICO score. Opening several new accounts in a short time frame can suggest financial risk, as scoring models view multiple recent applications or new accounts as potentially concerning, especially for those with shorter credit histories. While all five factors are important, many financial counselors prioritize payment history first, followed by the amount owed. On-time payments can sometimes improve a credit score faster than addressing credit utilization, even though the credit utilization ratio accounts for nearly a third of the client's credit score. The credit utilization ratio measures how much of the client's available credit they are currently using. It is calculated by dividing their total credit card balances by their total credit limits. For example, if a client has, credit card number 1, $2,000 balance on a $10,000 limit, credit card number 2, $1,000 balance on a $5,000 limit, their total balance is $3,000 and their total limit is $15,000, giving them a utilization ratio of 20%. Most experts recommend keeping this ratio below 30%, but lower is better, ideally under 10%. Lenders evaluate utilization both in aggregate across all accounts and for each individual card, so even one maxed out card can negatively impact the client's score despite low overall utilization. The ratio is important because it accounts for about 30% of the credit score. High utilization suggests one relies heavily on credit, which lenders view as risky. This ratio is calculated monthly, so paying down balances before the statement date can quickly improve this aspect of a client's credit. Assist client in setting credit report and score goals. When counseling clients with setting credit report and score goals, consider a structured and personal approach. After reviewing current scores from all three bureaus with the client, help them identify specific factors dragging down their score. Here are specific, measurable targets for improving credit scores, illustrated with a few real-world client scenarios. 100% on-time payments. Help the client with tips to establish a 100% on-time payment history going forward. For example, after missing payments on their car loan following a medical emergency, a client set up automatic payments for all their accounts and created calendar reminders for confirmation. 6 months of perfect payment history has already helped their score begin to recover. Reduce utilization to under 30%. Counsel the client to aim for under 30%, then 10% in available credit usage. For example, a client noticed their credit score dropped when their utilization reached 65% during holiday spending. By creating a 3-month payment plan and temporarily cutting their credit card spending, they brought the utilization down to 32% and saw the score increase in a year. Resolve negative items. Educate the client about specific collections and charge-off items listed on their report. A charge-off occurs when a creditor determines that a debt is unlikely to be collected and writes it off as a loss for accounting purposes. This typically happens after a borrower has missed payments for 180 days, about 6 months, for most credit accounts, or 120 days for some installment loans. Share a story, for example, after losing their job, a client faced multiple charge-offs that severely damaged their credit. Through validation letters, negotiated settlements, and consistent payments, they improved their score by 200 points over 18 months and eventually qualified for a mortgage. Think twice before closing accounts. Counsel the client that credit length contributes positively to their credit score, so even old accounts with zero balances are contributing to their overall score. Here is an example. A client was proud to pay off their oldest credit card and immediately closed the account, only to watch their credit score drop the following month. They learned that closing their 12-year-old account significantly reduced their average account age and credit history length. Credit repair scams. Be wary of and warn clients about credit repair companies promising quick fixes or miraculous results. These operations often charge hundreds or thousands of dollars for services a person can legally perform themselves at no cost. No company can legally remove accurate negative information from a credit report, and many use questionable tactics that could land the client in legal trouble. Remember that legitimate credit improvement is measured in months and years, not days or weeks. Focus on helping them establish sustainable financial habits rather than looking for quick fixes.